Hi, friends. Welcome to Radiant Restoration Podcast. Will you renew your mind, body, and spirit, restore your faith, and reveal your true identity in Christ? I'm Robin Snow, daughter of the highest king, wife, and mom to two wild boys. I'm a work-from-home mom who has experienced the overwhelming goodness of restoration in my life, and I'm here to share it with you as we walk through motherhood together. Are you tired of just going through the motions of life, have no idea who you are beyond a mother, and lack any confidence in yourself anymore? Well, Mama, go reheat that coffee and prepare to renew, restore, and reveal what transformations the King has in store for you as we discuss holistic health routines you can easily implement to renew your mind, body, and spirit, build your faith in God and His plan for you and your family, and find your identity in Christ and what He has called you to do for the kingdom. Ready for a whole new you through Christ? Let's dive in. Hey, y'all. Hope everybody is having a great week so far. Thanks for joining me again. On this episode, I wanted to touch on praising God in the storm. And a lot of people know this song, A Casting Crown Song, Praise You in the Storm. It came out in 2005. I was in high school, and I do remember really loving the song then, but of course not have living enough life to really understand the lyrics and appreciate the lyrics like I do now. And throughout my life, that song has actually come back up just a couple of times in big ways. And this whole episode, honestly, was kind of geared after the storms hit us last week. And, of course, this song came to mind at that time. And then I started thinking about all the different times that it had come to me and ultimately what it means to praise God in the storms. Because we are going to have storms. We are going to go through things in life. And how can we bring ourselves and understand the importance of praising God during that time? So, like I said, the song came out in 2005, and of course, I did love the song when it first came out. It was popular, but another distinct time that I can really remember thinking about that song was also another time there was a storm. When I was growing up in 2009, my hometown was hit by a storm. My community was hit by a tornado that actually destroyed the church that we had grew up in our entire life. Hit very close to home. We were very fortunate. There was a lot of people that lost a lot that day. I feel the way that I do about tornadoes because of that particular storm. Very life-changing. But the response that I saw of people and of our community and of our church during that time was just such a strong symbol of what it truly means to praise God in a literal storm when you have lost all of these things and you just can't even begin to think how you're going to put it back together, but also in the storms that we fight in life. And I remember that following Sunday, we had a service out there at the church. It was gone. There was still debris everywhere, but they set up. We had church. We had service. We worshiped our Lord and Savior because He was still with us in that time, and He was still there to carry us through the storm. And it was just such a beautiful, beautiful thing to see and to really exemplify what it means to praise God in the storm. So the lyrics have just always really meant a lot to me as well that are in this song. And I wanted to kind of dive in a little bit to some of the ones that just stand out to me the most, especially when I was visiting it this week, when we went through the storm that hit and left us without power for a while. Little small inconveniences that you don't even realize make such a big deal. There was a lot of people in our communities that were greatly impacted, lots of damage, injuries. So it was just a week of really praying and counting our blessings, being grateful for what we did have, but also understanding what other people were going through, what they were going to be facing. And like I said, this song just continued to stick with me all throughout, and I just felt led to make the episode about it. So some of the lyrics I wanted to focus on is, in that song, it says, I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you and you raised me up again. My strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? And so I actually wanted to break that apart just a little bit, because in that first part when he's saying, I remember when I stumbled and you heard my cry and you raised me up again, to me that symbolized so much for me, because I can connect with that. You know, I have seen him carry me through storms in my past, so I know that God will do it again. And in your current storm, you can reflect back to his faithfulness in all of your prior storms and how he carried you through every single one of those trials, and that he will continue to carry you through this one as well. And then in the ending of that lyric, it's for me, it's more of a current, like, but my strength is almost gone again, you know, because I'm in another storm in life, because this is going to happen to us. And here I am, knowing that he has provided and he has carried me through storms before and he has rose me from the ashes. I'm in a place where my strength is almost gone and I don't know how, you know, to go on. And we can be in places like that in life. I have struggled with a lot lately and really trying to find exactly what my purpose, my calling, and how I can intentionally help people. I can be there and reaching as many people and just to be intent with everything that I'm doing, because I want it to further the kingdom. And in that, I have fought a lot of battles where I did not have strength. I was not my strength. He is my strength. And that is one of the main things to learn and to realize when you're in the storm, is that that is your time to lean on him, to give it to him. He wants you to let him carry the burden of that and to be your strength through that. And I wanted to share a verse from Isaiah 43:2 with you guys. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you. And I think that that's just a really good testament of that he will carry you through this, and he is going to get you through things, and he is going to protect you in those things. And so we have to have things to focus on during that time. And I came up with a little list for you guys of some of the things that I feel like help me to get through the storm when I'm struggling. And so the first one is to focus on who God is, not on what he is or isn't, quote unquote, doing. We know that he's always doing, he's always working for our good. But when we're feeling like we're not seeing things, we're trying and we're chasing after him, but we just aren't seeing him in things. I think it's great in that time to focus on who God is and some of the characteristics of God. He's compassionate, he's faithful, he's good, he's just, he's gentle. He will carry you through everything. All of these characteristics show you who God is and what he is to you, and the fact that he never leaves you nor forsakes you, and that he is truly in the background molding everything for you for your good. And in that instance, we have to allow him to be God, and to know that it is his timing in things, not ours. The next one is to praise him for the opportunity to become more like Jesus. In Romans 8, verse 28, it says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So in that verse, we can rest on the reassurance that things will get better eventually. If it's not good, he is not done. But we cannot fail to read the next verse, which is verse 29. And it says, for God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. So one thing we have to understand in that verse is that if we are becoming like his son, if we are becoming like Jesus, that means that we have to endure the suffering just like Jesus did to a certain extent. You know, obviously we don't have to go to the cross. We don't have to die. He did that, but we do have to die to this world, and we are told to carry our cross. And you know, we will suffer. And so in that verse, he's showing you that, you know, you will have all things to good, just as he says in 28, but he has chosen you to be like his son, which means you will go through some of the things that Jesus went through. And in that time, he allows us to endure suffering so that through our surrender to him during that time, he can mold us and he can refine us into the perfect image of his son. We become more like Jesus as we deny ourselves. You know, Luke 9:23 tells us that. It says that we become more like Jesus as we deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow him. And as we do that, we become more Christ-like. And when we look at the hard times as a season of refining, we can see the beauty in what is to come. And that going through those things, we can be excited to see what we look like and how much more Christ-like we are on the other side of it. Another important thing I feel like is to praise and worship him daily. Never stop giving God the glory for what he has given you, what you do have. Take your desires to him. Take your worries to him. Take all your burdens to him, but be sure to let him know how grateful you are for the God that he is all the things we mentioned earlier, that he's compassionate and faithful and he's gentle and he's loving and he's kind and he's nurturing and all of these wonderful things that he does for us on the daily. We never need to cease to stop praising him, because in that aspect of praising him and seeing him in the good, you will begin to bring yourself out of the storm simply by glorifying the Lord for what he does do for you. This will turn his favor towards you. And he loves his children. He loves to hear our praises for him. And the last thing I wanted to leave y'all with was proclaiming his goodness to others, even in your hard circumstances. I think that this is so important that we never fail to continue to serve God and continue to give him the glory even in the hard times. And sometimes that can be so hard to figure out how to do that. Because there are some really, really horrible situations, some really horrible storms that people end up in where I know it has to be fun. It has to be hard to find God in those times. But if you can, and you can find God in the storm, then your testament of what kind of storms God carried you through, what he brought you through, what he never left you through, what he's currently carrying you through, if you can let people know who is your rock and who you stand on, and the only reason that you're getting through or got through whatever you've been through is because of God, you're going to make such a greater impact on people than you would ever just sharing the good things about your life or just telling people, you know, from a place of God loves you and he saved you and he wants to have a relationship with you. If you went deep and raw into what he's carried you through, what he's overcome or helped you overcome, you're going to connect to someone and you're going to help someone who is in that same storm. And to me, in my life, when I'm looking at storms, I'm always looking at it from that perspective that there's got to be someone out there that this is going to impact and this is going to help, and that we're not meant to keep silent about these things. We are always, one, meant to bring glory to God above all every single day, but we are also called to spread his goodness and to open up and to let people know, not seclude ourselves in all of his glory and his goodness, but to go out and to tell. And so I think it's important no matter your circumstances, because it can make such a greater impact than you could ever even imagine. I hope this episode has helped someone to have a little bit more hope and courage, and to know that they can persevere through anything, any storm that is in their way, just knowing that our God is faithful and He will carry us through this. And I would love to close this in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to You today and we just thank You so much for all that You've done for us. Every storm that You have carried us through in the past, Lord, and all of the storms that You will carry us through in life. We know that it's not going to always be easy, Lord, and it's so easy to get down and defeated, Lord, but we know that You are our rock. You are our solid foundation who will carry us through any storm, and You are the only one who has the ability to steal this storm, Lord. And I pray for anyone who is fighting and battling something right now, who is right in the middle of that storm, of that the waves and the lightning and the thunder, and they see no way out, that they will hear You whisper in that storm that You are with them. I am with You. You tell us You never leave us, Lord. You are constant. And I pray that they will find You in that storm and they will reach out their hand to You to save them, Lord, and that You will carry them through whatever it may be, and that they can one day use this storm as a testament to Your goodness, Lord, and how You carried them through and carried us out of our wilderness, Lord. A lot of us we're in storms, but we're also just so lost and we don't know where we are or what we need to do, Lord. And we are praying for Your guidance in that, Lord, that we can have clarity in our calling and who we are and our purpose in this life, Lord. And we are just praying that we do all things in Your name and to Your glory, Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So be sure to go give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram. You can find the information in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. God bless.